Welcome back to Juno Afternoon, Public Media's Juno Afternoon. And this is brought to you by Hanson & Gress and also brought to you by Sentinel Coffee. And with me next from the Lemon Tree Cafe, Mei Wu is with us. Mei, thanks for coming in.
It's my honor to be invited.
Yes,
I'm excited.
I am very excited because you have brought with you something that already smells amazing. You haven't even really assembled it yet. But what are we going to be looking at you doing today?
A very simple cold dish that can fit every kitchen, every mom, every girl who can prepare. And all the ingredients should be in your kitchen ready.
You just need to
mix together. Yes.
Okay. All right. So what is the dish called?
We call smashed cucumber salad in Chinese northern style.
Okay. Is there a Chinese way that you would say that?
Yes. People said, why don't you just call cucumber salad? Why you need to have to say smash? Because you have to smash it.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, well, let's see. Let's go ahead and prepare this.
Okay.
Is this something that you serve at Lemon Tree?
Not 100% it
okay.
is. We do offer or provide or have a dish called cucumber salad.
Okay.
But the way I made there is a little bit different for what I show today. Because first, Lemon Tree has its own recipe to be sell for profit.
Okay, yes.
The second is, it's more complicated to make that perfect as in Lemon Tree.
Right.
In a short time, or for household wife to make it perfect as in the restaurant. So I make a simpler way.
Are cucumbers a real kind of staple of northern Chinese cooking?
It's like not just northern China.
It's all
over China. It's like a fruit vegetable. You can eat it raw, you can eat it cooked, you can make it salad, or you can chop it to be just the filling for dumplings.
Right.
It's like a combination of everything, or key items you can use on tables, on dinners, or breakfast, or...
Just a staple, yeah.
Yeah, like a snack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so you've opened up the container that has what looks like cucumbers. Are those already smashed?
Yes.
Okay, they're kind of a little bit pulpy looking.
Correct.
Yeah, right, okay.
So after I get it from Costco, you know, the English cucumbers is what we like to use because it's more crispy and the skin is a little bit soft than the huge, regular, short, fat cucumbers.
Right.
So this is the best and have less seed.
Okay.
So we don't need to peel it. You don't need to take off the seeds or separate the seeds from the cucumber. You use the whole. So after you wash, you don't cut it. You smash it with the side of a knife.
Oh.
So you need a big knife or a little bit thicker knife, like a bone break knife.
Like a cleaver kind of thing? Okay, right.
If you don't have such a big knife, because I know that a lot of family only have small knife, you know, to slice bread, you know, or just small one, you can use what we call the rolling pin.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
And then we just kind of roll it gently or really, really knock it?
You knock it,
but not really
meant to knock it. You just make it to be break out, and then it helps to absorb the flavors.
You kind of drum on it a little bit almost.
Correct,
Just like that drill just drummed in here, and I don't know what that sound was, but there's someone working on construction in the studio next door to us.
I think so, huh?
Yeah, I know. I hear that. So, and then what's in this container?
Okay, these are the ingredients we use for dressing.
Okay.
I separate two parts. One is in one big container, which is a combination of all this single one. Let me list it out, okay? We have a saucer, which is 1 ounce per cup. I use it to tell people how accuracy, if you want it to be, or it doesn't need to be, okay?
So it's easy
to remember by using this cup.
I see, okay. So these are how much? Quarter of a cup? Is that?
This is 1 ounce container.
1 ounce. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And this our 2 ounce container.
Okay.
So what we have is the main ingredient, soy sauce.
Two ounces of soy sauce.
Yep. Two.
Okay.
And then garlic.
One ounce of chopped garlic. Or minced crushed chopped garlic.
Yeah,
okay.
We call minced.
Okay.
And then sugar, 1 ounce.
1 ounce of sugar.
Okay. Vinegar, 1 ounce.
1 ounce of, is that rice vinegar, white vinegar? Just regular white vinegar.
Any vinegar you can use.
Okay.
But I prefer the one without any other special flavors.
Okay.
So some people really don't like the sweet vinegars. Some people doesn't like apple vinegars. Some people doesn't like rice vinegars. Any vinegars you want to use, it's okay.
Okay, I see.
Just plain vinegar.
Okay.
Sesame seed.
1 ounce of sesame seeds. Those aren't toasted. Those are just kind of raw sesame seeds, right?
No, roasted.
Roasted. They are roasted. Yep. Okay. Roasted sesame seeds. Okay. That's chili sauce, that really fiery chili sauce. Okay.
Yep. And then chili oil.
Chili oil, too. All right.
Sesame oil.
Okay.
Let me show you the main ingredients.
Okay.
Okay. We list all. Main ingredients, you must have sugar. You must have soy sauce and vinegar. That's all.
That's it. So even if you don't have any of the other stuff, you can still make delicious crushed cucumber salad with just vinegar, sugar, and 2 ounces of soy sauce.
Correct.
Okay.
So
the other stuff makes it really good.
Correct.
Okay.
So those are additional.
Okay.
Which is what they call the fancy one.
Okay.
Okay. It's easier for people to remember when you don't remember ounce. We use a ratio.
Okay.
Always double the soy sauce and sugar and vinegar.
Okay.
So when you add up together, 2 soy sauce, 1 vinegar, 1 sugar.
When you're doing the 1 ounce, 2 ounce, that's to how much cucumber?
3 cucumbers, one pack, or 3
large English cucumbers.
Correct.
Okay, great.
Yes.
Great.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Now, let's mix together.
Okay.
Because I don't want to spill all this in front of your table, mess up all the expensive equipment.
That's right.
Okay.
Is that cilantro that's also there as well?
Yes.
Or is, okay.
Those are additional.
Okay.
So I pre-mix some.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm,
when you put all together, it's here. And all the additional... When we call additional, it means depends how you like. You like more garlic, you add more garlic.
Sure.
You want more sesame seed, you put more.
You want a little
sesame
hotter?
Oil,
more, right.
Like more spicy, more chili paste, or chili powder, or chili oil, or cilantro. You can add more.
The one that you're going to pour on that we're going to sample has all of this, though,
correct.
Right?
And it's
in this in this proportion.
Yep.
Okay.
And it's exactly the same amount.
Okay.
This container is 16 ounces.
Okay.
So when you add together, it's here. Okay?
So you've got 3 large cucumbers, and then what you end up with is 16 ounces of different sauces and spices.
Correct.
That are that combination. And then you just use it like a dressing? You just sort of toss it? Or do you let it soak for a while? Or what's better, to let it kind of soak in? Or
so after you smash the cucumbers, you cut into small pieces. How small or how big depends on how you want to bite. How big is your mouth?
Right.
Okay.
But maybe, is it also crunchiness?
Yes.
The bigger the chunk, the crunchier it's going to end up still being kind of?
It is true. However, it will make the flavor hard to get in it perfectly.
Right. The
so
more
just like
surface area you have.
A thumb size is good.
Right.
A thumb
okay.
size is good.
Okay.
Yeah,
thumb size.
Yeah,
great.
Thumb size. Then after that, before you put the sauce in, you have 1 tablespoon of salt. Just salt. Just put it on top, let it sit for about 5 minutes.
So you're almost, it's like a dry brine almost. You're brining it in a way, but just
correct.
With a dry salt.
Yes.
Okay.
And what I say salt, you can replace with sugar too. Depends on how soon you want this dish to be served.
Okay.
If you need it in a rush, you put salt. Okay. If you want to stay overnight for it, you use sugar.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
And no salt.
No salt.
Okay.
Okay. We don't use together. The salt can make the juice come out quicker and then make it more crunchy later. Also add a small flavor, some salt flavor. However, if you let it sit too long, the seed part will become like a moist.
Mushy.
Yeah, mushy.
Yeah. Okay.
But if you put sugar, it will be still crunchy until next morning. So
do
that's
you,
the difference.
When you do the salt or brine or sugar, do you then pour off excess liquid that's kind of come out, or do you just leave it all in there?
You can leave it at all.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Some people doesn't want to waste anything.
Yeah.
You can leave it on.
If it tastes
some
good,
people,
leave it.
Like me today, I want it to be perfect. And then you can see the sauce will stick on each piece of the cucumbers. I'll pour off the juice.
All right.
So, okay. Now
so
let's
here
mix.
It is. Here's the magic moment. We're going to pour this over. Scott, our producer, is in here capturing this as well. And there it is. Oh, it looks wonderful. And it has that wonderful aroma. You know, this sesame oil especially has such a permeating, lovely aroma. Oh, man. Oh, it looks good. Just stirring around. And it's just so simple. It's just cucumber mixed with those spices and a little cilantro. And there you
go.
When
you're in a hurry, you don't know what to do.
Right.
This is in like a 10 minutes finish items. And then I have very weak chopsticks, so you can just cover by a bowl or a lid.
Okay.
And just shake it. It's not shaking your body. It's shaking the box.
Shaking the box, right.
shaking the bowl. Okay.
There it is. Hear that shit.
You can
you
smell.
You can hear it there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then you can smell the flavor come out. And just like that. And it's ready.
And the ginger, I can smell the ginger now kind of coming out as well. No ginger?
No ginger.
You didn't put, oh, this is garlic. I mean,
garlic.
I meant, yeah, garlic is, I guess, what I'm picking up.
You don't like garlic?
Yeah.
You don't
I do.
Put it.
I love garlic, yeah.
You don't like sesame? You don't put it.
Okay. Well, could you put ginger in this?
No, we don't.
You don't?
You know why?
Why?
In China, we have culture called yin and yang. A lot of people will know the hot and the cold. This is a cold dish. Ginger is for hot dish.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So just ginger just isn't used in cold dishes in general.
Correct.
Oh, that's really fascinating. Yeah, yeah. Wow, I didn't know that.
Now it's not 100% absorb that, but you still can serve. So I have I wish I'd bring a spoon, then have some more sauce, but.
That's okay. Thank you.
Maybe Scott wants some too.
Yeah, Scott, you want to get in on this?
Yes, please.
All right, Scott wants some too. This is the moment I get to taste it. So, and you call this crushed cucumber salad?
Smashed
cucumber salad.
Salads.
Sorry.
Yes.
Smashed cucumber salad. It's crunchy.
Yes. Still crunchy. You're welcome.
Oh, it's good. Ooh, it's got a nice little kick at the end.
Because the sauce right now is still at the bottom.
But
once
you
like it soaked together, it's better. Is it too spicy for
you? No, it's nice, but you know what's really nice about it is that the cucumber, right, has all this water and it's got this nice, refreshing, easy to eat taste. And then once that water rinses out, you're left with the pepper oil and the peppers on the tongue. And then that all starts coming out.
Yep.
And that's what I'm getting now.
Yep.
But no, this is terrific.
See, with this amount of sugar, you don't feel sweet. With this amount of vinegar, you don't feel too sour.
Mm-hmm.
And with this amount of spicy, you can cut it in half if you feel too hot.
That's really true. I don't taste it. It does not taste vinegary to me at all.
Uh-huh.
You know, and that's because it's counteracted by what? The sugar?
By the sugar.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
But it's certainly, I would not describe this as a sweet salad. It's not a sweet salad at all. It's really balanced.
If you want to make it sweet, add more sugar until you feel comfortable by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You can add more vinegar. If you want more sour, you can add more garlic. If you are fans of garlic, you can add more spicy items if you feel you are from Mexico.
Yeah. Well, it's wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, the rest of the show is just going to be the sound of me crunching. That's it. Just eating this cucumber salad because I'm not going to stop.
Yep.
Thank you so much. It's delicious. We've both got less than a minute left, but what's going on at Lemon Tree Cafe? Tell folks about where, number one, make sure people know where it is.
Okay, Lemon Tree Cafe started business in 2014. So this is our fifth year.
Wow. Hey, congratulations.
So we survived.
Wow, yes. The first few years are the ones, right? You have to get past that as a restaurant for sure.
Yes. I did not know opening a restaurant or food establishment is so hard because the food safety is the first concern and then the quality, and then the loyalty of customers who want to come back. Because we don't offer sweet sour chicken, we don't offer Kung Pao chicken, we don't have fried rice, we don't have fried noodle, which what they think that's the Chinese food.
You had to kind of train almost the people that were coming to understand the cuisine that you're offering.
Correct.
Yeah, right.
I have to make people, hey, take your risk, take an adventure, and then become my fans.
Right.
I worked very hard for this 5 years. And luckily, we made it.
All right.
Okay.
You're there right across the street from Amalga Distillery and Wells Fargo.
Correct.
Right in that building across the street from there.
Yes. Yeah, it's right at the corner, adjunction to Beverly Hotel.
Yeah.
What we've called the Westmark Hotel before, right?
Right. Oh, that's right. Yep. Mm-hmm. Right. Exactly.
Yeah. And then we have some traditional authentic Chinese food. People always thought that Lemon Tree Cafe, it's a soup place. It is. But people also call me Vietnamese restaurant that I want to make corrected here. No, it's not Vietnamese restaurant. It's homemade style restaurant.
Yeah.
Okay, just comfort food.
Well, thank you so much for coming in. We've only got a second left, but thank you.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
Okay.
That's Mei Wu from Lemon Tree Cafe with a delicious smash cucumber salad. That recipe is online at kto.org/JunoAfternoon, and you can find out more about it. And make sure you get all the ingredients right. Happy Gallery Walk Day, everyone. It's Juno Afternoon. Andy Klein signing off for today. Thank you.